What's this? Have you stayed at Montgomery the whole time?
No. I was there. I left there and went to Washington, D.C.
Oh.
And I stayed there.
Bowling Field?
Yeah, Bowling Field. I didn't stay there for about a...
About six weeks
before I went south.
Was Washington real hectic because of Robbie?
Well, I don't know what you call it hectic. It was seemed like running pretty smooth.
Pretty smooth.
But then that's when I went to South America about 6 weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
And when I came back, I stayed up there quite a while. About a year, I guess, before I left Washington again. And then we went to, she was with me. She came to Washington.
Yeah. So y'all were married then?
Yeah.
When did y'all get married?
We got married just before I went to South America.
Oh, no.
And 1942. Then we went to Michigan. Wanted to get out from there.
Mm-hmm.
They were going to kick us out anyway. Been there so long.
Yeah.
I decided we'd try to get back south. So I put in for a transfer any place south. They sent me to South Dakota.
South Dakota?
Some private.
Oh,
I guess.
No.
Some clerk private. Yeah. That'll be a good one on there.
So you went down there?
Yeah,
South Dakota.
Well, it took us a while to get there. We went from one field to another.
Oh, no. What were y'all doing the whole time? Just doing anything for the war? Or?
No, we went to Michigan up there at Mount Clemens. There was an air base there. Stayed there about a month, I guess. They were, that was sort of a depot where they shipped them out for everywhere. So they didn't ship me overseas. I was a tech sergeant by that time. And then they sent me to Topeka, Kansas, I believe it was.
I just sent you everywhere.
Was it? Yeah, Topeka, Kansas. We went there and stayed about a week or so.
You know, it's always with you the whole time?
Yeah. And of course, our money was getting low.
Oh, man. Leave it everywhere.
They just paid you once a month, and you can imagine. And when they ship you, they only pay for you moving once.
One time.
At that time. And we went from Topeka to Grand Island, Nebraska. There was another base there. And then from there, we went to Rapid City. And we stayed there for a year for the rest of the war.
The rest of the war?
And we had bombers. That was the bomber base there. B-17s, B-29s.
Wow.
And I was an instrument landing technician. It was before radar.
Oh, so you had to help land?
We did have radar, but they weren't using it as instrument landing. They were just experimenting. We had one radar set for the whole field, I think. It was in my company, but it was so hush-hush, nobody ever even mentioned it.
Really?
And we had several units outside the field, like marker beacons and things like that. And a marker beacon, and then they had three of those outside the base, out on the prairie. And then right at the... right off the center of the runway was a unit, and at the end of the runway was another unit, a localizer, and I can't remember the names of all those things now, but anyway, we put out a beam at an angle like this, and one of them put out one that was straight up and down like this, like a fan shape, and then the marker beacons were fan shaped like this. And when you hit one, you could tell what marker it was. And you could tell how far you were from the end of the runway. And you were following this glide path down. The glide path. I don't remember where it was located. It was either the middle of the field or the end of the field. But anyway, you can follow these things down.
So did you talk to the planes by radio?
No,
just did all that.
The tower was still operating, but this wasn't like radar. They used radar with it later on.
Right.
And later, I guess they did away with that. I don't know.
That's neat. I didn't know how they landed those big airplanes. Did any of your friends get killed in World War II?
Yeah.
How did their families, were they just, I mean, that must be devastating.
Yes, I had a real good friend.
Mm-hmm.
He was a missionary, and we were stationed in Montgomery. Real good buddies.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess he was about the best friend I had.
Mm-hmm.
And they had some deal that come along. If you were good in electronics, you know, you could get a commission, and he got a commission in the Signal Corps, and left. The last next thing I heard from him, he was overseas, and he was killed.
Mm.
But as far as flying with any of my buddies flying, well, I did have one buddy from Rome, and he was sort of an outstanding fellow. He was killed in a B-24 in the Pacific. He took the cadet exam, he was always studying. And when he took the exam, there was 124 men, college men, that took it, and he was the only one that never graduated from high school, and he made the highest grade of the whole work. So he was smart. He knew navigation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was a private pilot. So he knew navigation so well, they made a navigator out of it instead of a pilot. But that's the last I heard of him when he left, and I heard that he was killed.
Right.
But they were the two ones that was the closest.
So y'all on the home front the whole time? Did y'all notice everybody working for the war?
Yeah, my mother worked at the Bell Bomber.
What did they, Rosie the Riveter?
Yeah.
That's neat. She put together shells and stuff like that? Or?
No, I just worked, build airplanes.
Mm-hmm. They said that a woman's hand was easier to get in there, easier because they were smaller.
I get it.
Did she lose her job after the war, or did she just quit?
I imagine she was laid off.
That's what I'm saying. So did y'all see signs everywhere to work for all that kind of thing?
Well, Eloise worked. When we got to Rapid City, South Dakota, we were short on money, of course, after all those moves.
Mm-hmm.
And she got her job. She was an RN at that time, so she started working for Sears Roebuck, I guess it was. Montgomery Ward, right?
No, I didn't have a
dream.
Well, she better get
the business. Goes into one big story. Let's see.
And after the war, we came home.
Oh, so you just came back to
Rapid City. We came back to somewhere in South Carolina. I can't remember there, but
I say I didn't come back to Brandon.
Well, I was that before, you know, on our way back.
Mm-hmm.
And I was discharged there in South Carolina somewhere, some air base. I don't remember which one it was. And we came home.
And so you were out of the Air Force then?
Yeah. I joined the reserves. The Army, you know, it was Army reserves. It wasn't the Air Force.
Really?
And engineering outfit, and it was in Carrollton, headquarters in Carrollton.
So you had to go like once a month or something?
During the Korean War, we were one of the first units in Georgia called it.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So you had to go?
We went to Fort Leonard with them.
Even though you were just in the National Guard, they sent you?
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. So you went through all of World War II without getting overseas, and then you get in the National Guard and they send you over there.
Well, really, it was not National Guard.
Yeah, it was
reserves.
And
we stayed up
in Fort Leonard Wood. I was made master sergeant the day we left Brent.
Gosh.
On a train, they gave me my order, master sergeant.
Oh, yeah. Did you have a whole group to look over? Or?
Yeah, I took them through basic training about three times before we got any trucks and vehicles. And then I was got ordered to go to Korea with my family. I stayed over there about a year in Korea.
Did you see the difference between World War II and the Korean War? Or were there any really?
Well, we fought the Korean War with everything that we had during World War II. Rifles on us, the trucks.
Oh, gosh.
Old equipment.
Uh-huh.
Of course, I didn't have anything to do with the Army during the time I was in the Air Force, but I liked the Army. It's good.
Mm-hmm.
Better than the Air Force.
Really?
Yeah, I was a motor sergeant and battalion. Battalion, motor sergeant. Mm-hmm. And I had but the company, you know, we had one company and headquarters company,
mm-hmm.
four line companies that I was over.
Oh.
I was a busy man.
I bet. Gosh.
That was all wheeled vehicles.
Oh.
I was in charge of.
And Eloise stayed at home, stayed in the States. Was she in South Carolina?
No, she was in
Okay. Did you make a lot more money then, Ben?
Well, yeah, you made more money than Army didn't pay enough, don't you, anyway? Not much.
Oh, my goodness. Let's see. So, do you remember anything about the Depression? When were you born?
Born 1920.
20? So, can you remember anything about it?
Well, I remember the days, you know, different things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember anything unusual. I was used to it, I guess.
That's what a lot of people said, that they were already poor, so they didn't they didn't even notice it happened.
My dad worked, so my stepdad mm-hmm. worked until 38, 4 or 5. And we didn't suffer any.
Really?
He had a job. We had plenty of clothes and automobile.
So you kept your automobile? Yeah.
Well, as long as he was living.
Yeah.
Of course, after he died, things got rough.
Yeah.
We come back to Bremen. And our old home place.
That's all
that.
What? Wasn't that after the Depression that you came back to Bremen?
I don't know. I thought it was still
the Depression. Everybody did.
Mother kept boarders, teachers were living next door to the school house.
Oh.
And
so that helped with the money.
So, you know, you used to not having a lot, you don't.
Right,
Did
y'all have a garden or anything?
Yeah, we had a cow.
Really?
Yeah, I milk every night before I went to school.
Oh, no.
Every night before you went to school,
And before I went to school.
My goodness. What did you think about FDR? Do you think he was a good president when he came in? Or?
Yeah.
Most people did. They thought he saved it.
Well, he got
America.
Things going back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let's see. During World War II, I don't know if you had to use, did you have to use any ration stamps since y'all were in the military? You might not have.
We were rationed too, you know, like
mm-hmm.
car tires.
Uh-huh.
And gasoline. Of course, we got enough gas from the Air Force to do that.
Yeah,
us,
I had
plenty. Wasn't supposed to, but we did. Tires, you could go on and your CO or somebody, I forgot what officer it was,
mm-hmm.
would give you a thing to buy tires with.
Yeah.
And I think before I left there, I needed a tire or something on the
uh-huh.
car. You know, in South Dakota, I bought a car while we were up there.
Uh-huh.
You didn't really deal with
No, not ration stamps.